Ah, the twisted route from campaign promises to law of the land, which health care reform now is, you know. But here with a tantalizing little detail in the bill that you've perhaps missed in all the coverage is our own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
All right, Mr. I read the entire health care bill. I really love this story, I have to say. It's a little $25 billion detail that you found and explains once again just how things get done in our nation's capital. Todd, I got two words for you. Black liquor. Explain.
Right. Well, John, you know, amid all the craziness of health care subsidies and Medicare donut holes and taxes,
right.
I was reading through a Congressional Budget Office report. Unfortunately, I do that sometimes. And I came across black liquor. I thought, what is this? Some kind of moonshine? And why does $25 billion worth of it belong in a health care bill? I was completely confused by this. And I just had to know what exactly black liquor was. So I set out to ask members of Congress who I thought should probably know.
Dr. Price from Georgia, do you know what black liquor is?
Oh boy, I'd have to go back into my files. I don't know the issue off my head.
Black liquor? You know, my dad owned a liquor store. I should be able to tell you that.
Tell me, what is black liquor?
What is black liquor?
Yes.
I've known what black liquor was, but I can't call it right now.
They have no idea. That was Congressman Tom Price from Georgia, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Congressman Phil Gingrey, also from Georgia. Now, you might wonder how $25 billion gets into a bill without the congressmen who were voting on it knowing about it at all. They don't know what it is. Well, it turns out that black liquor's in there because it's eligible for a tax credit. Now, we all know how tax credit loopholes work. It's a bunch of crafty lawyers who find loosely legal language and they get money.
I know about loopholes. I still don't know what is black liquor.
Well, I eventually found a lawmaker who knew exactly what black liquor was, and it was South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint.
Can you tell me what black liquor is?
Yeah, it's a byproduct of the forestry industry. It is used as an energy producer. A lot of these paper and pulp factories make kind of a fermented, what they call black liquor, and they burn that to create some of their energy.
So it's waste paper moonshine sludge that wood chip manufacturers, paper manufacturers use.
Right.
What does it have to do with healthcare?
The truth is, it doesn't have anything to do with healthcare. It's just one of those provisions that gets slipped into a bill so Congress can claim $25 billion by closing a loophole.
So companies that make this stuff, they can say, hey, I've got 10 tons of black liquor, and the federal government will give you a tax credit.
Well, that's the idea, okay. Is that you can say it's an energy source. I want a tax credit for it. But there's a twist. I turned to Jeff Trinka. He's a lobbyist with Vanscoy Associates, and he lobbies for what you might call big paper to find out how many companies are feasting on this loophole.
Yeah, I mean, this provision, let me say this. Yeah, no one has ever stepped up to the IRS and said, hey, can I take advantage of this?
Get out of town. So no one's even cashing in for this?
Trinka is saying that nobody even takes the credit. Now, that's for practical reasons. They would have to put the black liquor into cars and make a fuel out of it to make a credit. It's too complicated for them to do. Other lobbyists told me the same thing. No one's taking it.
So this isn't fuzzy math. This is sludgy math. So there's a $25 billion tax credit that's being added to the health care reform bill, but there's no evidence that anyone takes it and very little evidence that anyone even knows what it is. How can they claim this?
Well, it all seemed very, very strange to me, and I wanted to get to the bottom of how the phantom black liquor $25 billion mystery can possibly come to be. So you got to go straight to Chuck Grassley, Senator. He's the senior Republican on the Finance Committee. I mean, John, this guy writes the tax laws.
Friend of this program, too.
Yeah, and most of the health care laws. Right, so he's got to know how the black liquor credit really works, how it can be worth $25 billion when nobody even takes it.
Then this is the way it works. They may not use it, but they could use it. Okay, if they could use it, it's going to reduce revenue coming into the federal treasury by $24 billion. Okay, Congress doesn't want that to happen. Even though somebody tells you it wouldn't happen, it could happen, and it could cost the treasury $24 billion.
So, Todd, I'm thinking about ripping you off for about $500, right?
Right.
But I'm not going to do it. You just made $500, dude.
Right, John. You know, we have a name for things like this. It sounds like a shell game. And Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, agreed. I pulled him off the Senate floor last week as he was voting on the package that contained the black liquor provision. And I got to tell you, he was pretty surprised to hear about it from a reporter.
You know, I'm just being honest with you. I didn't know that was a revenue generator. And I didn't know the details until you just told me. So I'll go home and talk to people. And we got plenty of amendments left in us. I'll do one of the black liquor amendment.
You're going to put one on the floor tonight?
Sure. Tomorrow, if we don't do it tonight. I mean, you know, this is, the press works.
All right, so we should keep our eyes on the floor for a black liquor amendment.
Yeah, I'm going to see if that's technically possible. But, yeah, I mean, if what you say is true, and I don't doubt you one bit, then we're using $25 billion of accounting that's erroneous.
All right. We'll keep our eyes on the floor, Senator.
And if this gets on the floor, this will be a public radio amendment.
No. This will be the Todd Zwillick public radio amendment.
Well, John, in the end, the black liquor provision stayed in the bill. You know, I have to tell you, John, I've gotten just about the strangest and closest look I've ever had into the gears of how Congress really works.
It's not pretty, is it, Todd? Thanks.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. I think it's fair to say Todd is smiling when he talks about how unpretty it is, but he writes more about black liquor on our website, thetakeaway.org. More about that story if you just go to our website and click on blog. Tomorrow, President Obama will pick up a pen and sign that reconciliation bill, making the black liquor provision part of law.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.